don't really have a lot of regrets. I think things happened for a reason, and they worked with me in my situation.
Kathy Fry takes a break to talk about her life in the break room of Heritage Behavioral Health Center, a large mental health clinic. She oversees maintenance and housekeeping there, and at times she fills in for security.
Can I take this elevator down,
please?
Kathy's raised three children on her own. Now she's a grandmother. Her goal is to get a barber's license and open her own shop. As she says, despite a range of obstacles, things have worked out for her. Except school. By her first week at Stephen Decatur High School in 1979, she knew she was dropping out.
I moved around a lot. And at one point, I went to three different schools in 1 year. So that wasn't real easy on me. And it caused me to start losing ground on keeping up. I just wasn't interested in school. In fact, I was doing so poorly from the moves so frequent that I had failed a couple grades. And that caused me to be an older child in a younger group of kids. And so I felt like I was a teacher rather than the student. So by the eighth grade, I was almost 16 years old.
Kathy's experience, while not uncommon, is one of many diverse stories that illustrate the complexity of the dropout problem. The survey conducted for AM 580 and the Herald and Review by ANA Research finds no predominant reason why respondents dropped out. More than 100 people identified themselves as dropouts in the survey. Some said they left school when they became pregnant, some because they didn't like school or didn't like the teachers, some left to work. All of those reasons received nearly the same number of answers, which underlines a concern of Janelle Norman of the NAACP. She's the co-chair of the task force formed to examine Decatur's dropout rate.
We want to make sure that we're meeting the individual needs, and that's the key, that even though it is a large problem and it involves hundreds of students, the ideal is can you take each student and address the needs for that student. We feel that the resources are already here in the community, but there might be that we need to reallocate those resources or recycle them into a different way in helping the students.
In the decades since the Herald and Review last closely examined Decatur's dropout rate, some of those resources have fallen victim to budget cuts. Others, like an alternative high school called Futures Unlimited, are ironically limited in the number of students they can take. A few of those students come from the halls of Decatur Eisenhower High School. Doris Lewis, the co-director of guidance there, says teachers and administrators have the constant challenge, really a requirement, to keep kids interested in mainstream education until they graduate.
I have a waiting list right now of 25 kids who want to go to Futures. So if we get 10 kids a year to go to Futures where there are slots for kids, then you can see that a kid could go through here and never get a chance to go to Futures. Then the requirements to get a GED are increasing. It's becoming more difficult to get a GED. So it's not an option to drop out. We're trying to get that kid to see that it's not an option.
Many of the dropouts we polled in our survey said what they heard from adults in school and in the home wasn't enough. When asked what would have kept them in school, 63% said more help from the school, more help from their parents, or more interesting classes. But a significant number, 23%, said nothing at all would have convinced them. Kathy Fry thinks she might have had her mind changed.
Although I can't change the things that the circumstances that I was in, if I could have had things differently, I, first of all, would have had someone a little more supportive, not just parenting, but the school as well. And I think I would have been a very successful either art or physical ed school teacher. I was athletic. Or I might even have gone on to college and played sports. But that didn't happen. I mean, you know, it would have been nice, but it didn't happen.
Kathy got her high school equivalency a decade after she dropped out. In fact, 58% of the dropouts we surveyed went on to complete their GEDs. Two of Kathy's three sons also finished their educations outside high school. She says, all told, she and her children have managed fairly well through alternative education.
I would like to see a child, any child, graduate from high school, but I always keep an open mind due to my experiences that there are other options, and if it's something that the child just feels like he or she can't do to stay in school, that there are other options and there are ways for you to be successful without graduating, but graduation would be, I think, more beneficial.
The other co-director of the dropout task force in the community, Gary Peacock of the Chamber of Commerce for Decatur and Macon County, wants the emphasis placed squarely on sticking to the studies until students get their diplomas. Those are pieces of paper that he says signify much more than academic achievement.
Dropouts have a higher propensity to be unemployed. They're undoubtedly going to have a greater chance of having problems in terms of getting involved with drugs and various other things, which leads to additional costs that are kind of hidden costs, if you will, that have to be borne by the community. So I think it's a matter of our task force being diligent in raising the level of awareness in our community with regard to the magnitude of the problem, how it's continuing to grow, and to point out the fact that there are, in fact, costs that are being incurred as a result of that problem already.
In the days and weeks ahead, the Herald and Review and AM 580 will explore the effects of dropping out. We'll pay especially close attention to some strikingly different reasons that people of different races, genders, and ages left school. In March, we'll hold a town meeting to hear what Decatur residents are thinking about the problem in their hometown. Residents will be able to tell us their experiences with dropping out at publicly available computers. And more input will come from a call-in program on WILL-TV in April. We'll highlight the need for the entire community to get involved by mentoring students. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.